Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Hi, welcome to the Modern Waiter Podcast. I'm Marlon Joseph, the Modern Waiter, where we discuss all things restaurant business. Learn something. Laugh at something. On today's episode, we teach you how to memorize your orders. But first,
I'm tired of working deadbeat jobs for lame pay. I'm tired of getting fired and hired the same day. If you know the rules of the game, then you'll stay. And if you don't, then you'll be a pawn while they play. I'm tired of working deadbeat jobs for lame pay. I'm tired of getting fired.
As usual, I'm joined by my good friend Danny DeVilla.
What's up, people?
We did a show in our first season called Pen versus No Pen.
Yes, we did.
And you generally don't use your pen.
It's only for parties of like eight or more.
Okay, I was going to ask you that later if you had a limit.
Yeah.
And I generally do.
You use your pen all the time. Yeah. I mean, you write chicken scratch, but you use your pen all the time. Sometimes I have to decipher what you're writing.
Exactly. And whether you're like me or you're like Danny, this show is for you because there are times when you need to memorize things.
Yeah, absolutely.
In particular, when you're clearing a table and your hands are full and your guests want to, you know, order a few things.
Yeah, I mean, and that's pretty normal standard stuff. I mean, you know, bartenders deal with that kind of stuff all the time. And I mean, as servers, you're going to have to deal with it too.
Yeah.
Because you're always on the fly. So you should be able to, minimal things without writing it down.
True. I mean, this happens to me at brunch a lot,
I'm
you
sure.
know?
Yeah.
Because there's always a cycle of orders to be made, and there's always clearing to be done.
Yeah.
So as I usually just tell them, you know, allow me to write it down because I really don't want five things in my head.
Yeah.
You know, I am one of those people that where efficiency meets laziness. You know, and I just don't think it's worth it to me. But there are times when I need to memorize things.
Yeah.
And that's what we're going to talk about in this show.
Yeah. We're going to talk about like the little tricks that we use to kind of help us memorize things.
Whatever systems, whatever tricks, whatever things. Some work better than others. But it really depends on you and what type of person
you are.
You are and what kind of memory, you know, trigger your memory. So, you know, you did talk about the limit that you have. When you, let's say a table has fresh table. They want to order everything.
Okay.
Are you doing the drinks and food and everything all at once?
No, I space them out. Especially if I walk into the system and if they say, hey, we're completely ready, I'd be like, all right, perfect. You know? Let me get your, I even if I do it all in the one movement, it's still in my head all three steps.
Okay.
I go, hey, all right, let's start with the drinks. You know what I mean? So I get all the drinks. I make sure it's not too complicated for myself or, you know, like there's no special ingredients or this doesn't need that. And because that's what can make you need to write stuff down is when people need extra stuff on top of what they're ordering.
Okay.
And then from there, if it's a pretty crisp order, let's say they all order, let's say like two people have two of the same things, two people have two of the same things or... And that's usually, you know, what happens when memory is, it's repetition. And a lot of people order either the same stuff or something similar. And that's how you kind of combine the two. And then from there, I'll be like, all right, did you want a starter? And they'd be like, yeah, we wanted this. And then if they get the starter, I automatically, that's the end of the conversation. I'm going to come back with your drinks and then we're going to put the main in. Because I already have your starter in. What needs to be working is working. You know what I mean? Because at that point, there is no, I don't need the whole order because you already have something going.
Gotcha.
And then I can go and then go back to the table and get the rest of the order. In this way, if I'm at another table, there's not too much stuff already going on in my mind.
Gotcha. And what about multiple tables? Would you engage multiple tables
the same way
by memorization?
Absolutely.
Before you go to the computer?
Yeah, that's okay. Because I follow my pattern is going out. you know, how your section is usually in a row or a line. So I try to hit every table in my section to make sure nobody needs anything. And that's why I'm holding a lot of information already. And that's why I have to space them out instead of saying, hey,
okay,
I could take the whole order. Like if it was just one table brand new, yeah, I could take the whole order.
Yeah.
But to be truly efficient, I do it in that way. So I am getting everything at once and I can kind of flow like that.
Ah, respect, boss man.
Yeah.
Well, so my suggestions for those of you out there who want to you know, start graduating from no pen, pen to no pen, my first suggestion would be to practice with the two tops.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Work your way up from there. And you'll find it a bit freeing.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't roll like that.
It's, you know, it's you know, it's cool because, like I said, we've had on other shows, people say, hey, man, how'd you remember all that? And it's funny because, especially with the difficult orders, I have to tell them, like, hey, I'm remembering it still. Don't be asking me that question. And you kind of have to throw comedy into your routine. So
okay.
It keeps them at bay. You know what all I mean? Right. And this way they're happy and you have a good, you know, repertoire with your table.
Okay. So that's my part two is to be relaxed and slow down.
Yeah.
Okay. So as you slow down with your table, you start to, for me, I do a free association technique when I'm memorizing the tables. And as you slow down, it burns into your memory.
Absolutely.
Okay. So as they build their order, I place mental image in sequence.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I would suggest to other people to do their memorization.
I have a very visual memorization. So like
okay.
My memory is, you know, it's, I've you know, like, I don't want to say like Sherlock Holmes, but I, you know, he has that kind of memory where he sees it and it's burnt. That's how I see like the menu. Like when they're telling me things, I see it on the menu, like in my head and like, boom, it's that.
Okay. So you're seeing it on the menu or you're seeing it on the computer?
Yeah. Both. A little bit.
Okay.
No, actually on the menu itself.
Okay.
Because in my head, I'm like, oh, dude, you know, like I can see it. And then if I need a visual reference point, I know where it is in my head. You know what I mean?
Okay. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times I don't even know what the menu says.
Gotcha.
Because I hand the menus out. Mm-hmm. I handle every menu, but I don't necessarily look at the menu.
Mm-hmm.
I look at the computer.
Yeah.
So, but I don't use that
but
part
you,
of
but
the
you
visual.
But you can use both. I mean, it can work both ways.
Like, I was just... Well, this show is almost for you because although I do have a good memory and I do use it sometimes, I just like to have that sense of freedom.
Yeah, no, and you've always been really good about like writing it down. Like I said, whether it's chicken scratch or not, he writes it all down.
I write it all. I write down waters, lemons, whatever. Just because I like that to look back on that reference of when I'm at the time, go, what do I need to do? This happens to me all the time. What am I doing?
Yeah. I go to the computer and you guys yell at me, goes, write it down. I go, that's not the point. I'll be at the computer staring at the screen and it's not me forgetting an order half the time. It's me figuring out the next step after I ring that order in.
Gotcha.
Like I hit the computer and it's militant. It's in there. Mm-hmm. And then I'm stuck there for a second like, there's something else I need to do. And then I sometimes have to take a step back and just go look around and be like, okay, I need a ketchup for them or I need this. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And then the visual comes back into it. But that order that's in my head is already in the computer when they're like yelling. They're like, well, what do you need? I go, that's already in. Stop yelling at me. I needed to know the little stuff that I was in my sequence doing.
Okay. So let's get into it. And we're gonna teach you some stuff, okay? And it's nothing that is groundbreaking.
No, this is
it's all tried and true things. Mm-hmm. People use it all the time. No mysteries there. So as you know, as you're practicing, step one, and you are relaxed and you're building, you know, you want to be present as you're doing it, okay? And in theory, you can do this, you know, all the way up to your eight tops.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
More than that, it gets...
No, because after that, it gets redundant because people are going to start, you know, even, I mean, unless your eight top is like, say, hey, we want three of these and two
correct.
Of these and, you know, everybody's going to want different things and different temperatures and different stuff like that.
I think your efficiency goes down because a part of it is that you need to repeat it.
Yes.
And you need to formulate it in your mind.
And the repeat is almost like, is where the visual comes in because you're repeating it even when... You're repeating it either the sequence that you took the table in the order, or you're repeating it the way your mind is processing it. You know what I mean? So you're like, hey, like when I repeat, I'm like, oh, so two salmons, you know, two of this. And I don't, and I kind of just kind of point to that side of the table or, you know, this way they all know and they all heard it. And they'd be like, oh yeah, you're good. And then I go and I take care of it from there.
Okay. So let's start the free association with the first seat position and things like that. And I don't necessarily worry about the seat positions because sometimes people go, oh, I'm not ready and things like that.
True.
And you're going to want to control it, but you really can't.
Sometimes you can't. Yeah. Sometimes you got to, you know.
Yeah. So just roll with a map in your head. Mm-hmm. And I'm a visual person, so that's how I'm going to teach you. So for an example, if it's like a two-top and they say, oh, I want the seafood linguine, no mussels, extra spicy, and a crab cake to start.
Yep.
And then I go to the next person and then they say, the mahi, I'll take no orzo, extra veg with a Coke. Then what I want you to do is you want to visualize representations of them mm-hmm. in an exaggerated way.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily you're going to visualize what it looks like on your menu. You're just doing something that's going to trigger your memory.
Absolutely.
And to be able to trigger your memory, the associations have to be unique. Mm-hmm. That's why I say exaggerated thing. Like if it's an onion soup, I imagine like a huge bowl of onions.
Yeah.
You know, like amazingly huge, you know. And then you will, you know, pick that up.
Yeah.
So the association of each sequence is as the more unique, the faster the recall. You know, and be into it. If you're lazy with your, you know, with your associations and your memory links, that chain will break.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's the sample order, okay? And
so we're starting with a crab cake.
No. I build, well, yes, but okay. You're not gonna forget what's what.
Yeah.
A crab cake
is a crab cake.
If it's in there anywhere, you know it's first.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't have time, I don't really try to rearrange it because what happens is whatever they say, I'm building on that. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then I'm so once I'm replaying it, I'm replaying the evening. It's almost like a tape recorder.
Yeah.
So I'll know where to put that crab cake.
No, this is what I was about to tell you. This is like when you just told me that order, I would, in my head, this is what I told him back later.
Okay, yeah.
So you're starting with the crab cake, and then I'd be like, you're having the seafood linguine, mm-hmm. no mussels. Mm-hmm. I remember the other thing with the orzo, but I don't have that on my menu, so it's not clicking in my head. But it was a something dish with no orzo. What dish did you say after that?
Oh, the mahi.
The mahi with no orzo. See, there's no orzo on my mahi, so I don't. It didn't click in my, so no, that's my muscle memory right there.
Okay.
But I heard the mahi.
So this is what I would do.
Yeah.
And it would work for whether I have, you know, peanuts or anything.
Yeah.
It doesn't really matter. So the first thing I would do is I will imagine a humongous box of linguine.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Gotcha.
That's it. I don't need to go seafood. Mm-hmm. I don't have to remember seafood linguine. Boom, an enormous box of linguine basically sitting on the chair, mm-hmm. okay? And then, as I'd say, and then the next thing was no mussels.
Spicy.
So, an extra spicy. So what I would do is, for the no mussels, I would imagine a crazy amount of...
Arnold Schwarzenegger?
So basically I'd go Arnold Schwarzenegger... holding the big box of linguine, okay? And then for extra spicy, his seat would be on fire, okay?
I love it.
And then the crab cake to start would be a crab putting out the fire.
Okay.
Okay, so when I go to the computer and I start with the big box of linguine, it takes me through everything flawlessly. So I would go, oh, linguine.
Yeah.
No mussels.
Are you guys seeing this in your
extra
head
right spicy now? Because like the seat's on fire and then the crab putting out the thing and I got it. Okay. And then so the next person is doing the mahi, no orzo, extra veg and a Coke.
Got
all right.
It.
So those of you, if you ever even seen a mahi,
yeah,
they are very unique looking.
Mm-hmm.
They have a very snub head.
Very colorful when they're in the water. Actually, when they come out though, their color actually dissipates, but. That's yeah. here or there.
So I would then imagine a mahi.
Yeah.
You know?
Beautiful fish.
In and of itself, mm-hmm. it's exaggerated, odd-looking fish.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay? And then I don't even need to do the no orzo because all I would think of is the mahi swimming in a pool of vegetables.
So yeah,
that's it. You know, so you want to get from A to B as quickly as possible. So I got the mahi extra vegetables and the mahi, I imagine, snorting cocaine. Okay. And that's the coke. I got it. There's no way you don't remember that. So... But all of that is super fast, and
you're doing it
because, and as you build your menu, you can use these,
little tricks.
You can use the linguine box. You can use the mahi. You just do that constantly. Mm-hmm. But what these things are doing, the action is flawless for your recall.
No, it's perfect.
Okay. So that's my that was my sample thing.
Oh, that's good.
Trust me, you can do that all day, 8-top, going all the way around. And so what I would suggest you to do as you're building it, you build it first, mm-hmm. and then you repeat it, and then it solidifies, and then you go on to the next person. The repeat is huge because it's another opportunity mm-hmm. to cement it in there, okay? And this technique also works for small things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you mentioned, hey, about the ketchup and the things like that while you're at the computer. So what I do is when I'm at the table and they're asking me for, you know, if I know that I'm selling a steak, we're responsible for marking the table for mm-hmm. the steak knife and things like that, gotcha. Or the soup spoons, other places the food runner brings them. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, it comes with the dish or whatever. Yeah.
Correct. So as I take the order, I am ordering the spoon goes in there with the thing, the knife goes in there, the ketchup or whatever, or if they ask me or if a table says, hey, can I get a lemon and things like that. I imagine where I'm going to be going next, and I either trip over a lemon or I'm bringing like a big sack of, you know, ketchup bottles, whatever the case may be. So as I pass that thing, my memory triggers.
Yeah.
It just comes to me. Mm-hmm. Holy crap. Ketchup, lemons, blah, 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 blah. So you think of where you're going to go next and you get that item that they ask for. And believe you me, that will come up in your memory and you're going to be super efficient when it comes to those little things. Because we did a show, it's not out yet, about raising your game with the tips and stuff like that. Did we put that out yet?
I think we did. That might be coming out this week.
I think it's coming out today, tomorrow.
Yeah, I think it'll come out this week.
You send that to me tonight and then whatever, right?
Pretty sure, yeah.
So that's another thing. All those little things add up to your tip.
Absolutely.
You know, because people are petty. They'd be like, he forgot my ketchup.
Yeah.
You know? I apologized to a kid today, last night. I worked a double. I apologized because, and I said, hey, I apologize. I forgot your Sprite. He said, oh, it's okay. I mean, the kid was small.
Yeah.
You know, but it was worth, you know, acknowledging and things like that. I didn't necessarily put it on the priority list, but I was kind of burnt from my brunch kicks my butt every week, you know.
I know that feeling.
But if, you know, had I given it the attention that I needed to, either writing it down or, mm-hmm. and that's what happened to me. I offered him another Sprite while I was clearing and mm-hmm. I didn't write it down. But then the second part is I did not use the technique that I just told you about because I really was not engaged. That's my, mm-hmm. my bad.
I kind of dropped the ball. No.
So when you're attempting to memorize things, instead of treating them as a line item, like on a list, you know, use that technique to visualize mm-hmm. something that you're definitely going to pass by.
Something related.
Yes. Yeah. When you're going to pass by in the on your route, and it will trigger.
It's like a movie in my head now.
I see. You can't. You don't forget it. Trust me. And since we're on memorization, you know, if you're faced with a menu test,
mm-hmm.
you know, we can also help you with that.
Yes.
You know, how do you study for your menu tests?
I haven't had take one so long.
I know, but you know, a lot of us, a lot of people are getting, you know, a second job or new jobs, and, or you know, their old jobs are closed and they're looking for a new one. And you're going to come up, but you got to know the menu.
Yeah, no, you should definitely know the menu. And the key, really, hopefully, if you've already been through training, you know what I mean, as you're learning the menu, you want to visualize it, see it. Mm-hmm. And this way you can almost place it in your head. Almost like with your movie. You know what I mean? Same idea. Because a visual thing, it really helps you bring the dish together.
Yeah.
Like you can see, hey, this is, let's do a mahi dish. Not yours, but let's do one of my job. Okay. So you see the mahi. You see it has a cap, you know, something on top of it. It's a crust. So it's an encrusted mahi. It sits on mashed potatoes. And then under the mashed potatoes, there's vegetables. There's a sauce. You might not know what the sauce is, but you know there's a sauce. Mm-hmm. So once you see that visually, then when you're reading through and you're learning about, you know, hey, it's a crab crust in mahi. Mm-hmm. It's served with mashed potatoes. It has julienne vegetables and it has a reblanc sauce. So this way you've already kind of, it's formed and then you see it build in front of you.
Yeah.
And then this way that's how you kind of memorize it.
So I agree with that. And I take it one step further when I got this, when, you know, it's not new anymore. I'm there 2 years now.
Yeah.
I made sure that I took pictures, photos
of
every dish. I came in.
Yeah, that's,
you know,
key.
Most
that's
people,
huge.
Yeah, most people have to food run or they do kitchen work and things like that. And I asked them, I said, hey, I have my phone. Is it okay if I take? Chef was like, oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And being a visual person, it was important for me to see it because when I'm reading something and I'm just reading off the menu, it's flat. It doesn't pop
exactly.
out to me.
It doesn't. You need that visual aspect.
You need that visual because, like, especially like with the linguine, you know, it has mussels, clams, you know, Calabrian chilies and this and that. You want to be able to have as many of the pieces as possible.
Yes.
Because if you're doing a menu test and you're getting most of it and you forgot one little ingredient, that's forgivable. Not when you're missing 4 or 5.
Exactly.
You know? So what I am able to do is I use acronyms for my memorizations on list item tests. Like,
gotcha.
You know, you have a menu, it's list driven. So I attempt to rearrange the first letters of each ingredient and then form an acronym.
Oh, nice. I like that. So almost, you know, like with math, we use please excuse my dear Aunt Sally. So PEMDAS.
Yes, yeah. Yes. Which my daughter just learned the other day because she's talking about, you know, solving equations, you know, and things like that. And I asked her and she said PEMDAS. And I said, well, why would you need the two, please excuse my dear Aunt Sally, and PEMDAS? They're the same. It's redundant.
Yeah.
You know? And she's like, I like both. I'm like, okay, go ahead. Do your thing. Don't let me...
however they remember it is how they remember it. Just let them do their thing.
Exactly. You know? So it also... So that that technique with rearranging the letters to use it to make an acronym, it's also helpful in remembering people's names.
Absolutely.
Okay, so whenever a guest tells me their names, I make it a point to remember.
Nice.
So for instance, whether it's menu items or the names, I just use the first letter in the the alphabet in the name, and then, so for instance, if Four Top tells me, "Oh my, this is Margaret and Romello, Allie and Steven," you know, and at first
the Mars,
Margaret, Romello, Allie and Steven. Okay.
Yeah. At Mars.
Okay. That's fine. So I did Rams.
Okay. Same idea. Okay. Gotcha.
I did Rams. Now that's your first step. Okay. To remember the, if you say Rams, you have, it's almost like doing a game show and you say, oh, I'll take a hint. What's the first letter?
Yeah.
That gives you the first letter. All right. And then you go into your free association after that. And the best thing is, I got to tell you with names is the associations. If you know someone with that same name or sounds
like. That's huge, exactly.
That's huge because you can then exaggerate them.
It doesn't leave you, yeah.
Yeah, you can exaggerate them and then it'll come up to you much quicker. Yeah. So for me, in that scenario, I would visualize Romeo from Romeo and Juliet. Uh-huh. I'll put him in an alley, and I'll have him shaking hands with my Aunt Margaret. I have him Aunt Margaret.
Okay.
And they're getting run over by Stephen Hawking's wheelchair. All right? So, first step, you get their names, and then you make an acronym, and it's, for me, it's RAMS.
Okay.
So then, if I don't get it from there, and the second time I'll say, you know, Romeo, Margaret, you know, I'll go through, and I say, I'll always remember that. But once I'm repeating their names, I'm putting them, Romeo, in the alley, you know,
yeah,
shaking hands with my Aunt Margaret, getting run over by Stephen Hawking's wheelchair. Boom. And at the end of the meal, I thank them by name, and they're always like, oh, you know.
That's awesome.
But it's important to them that they even gave us their name, and that's why they're impressed.
Yes.
You know, otherwise, would they be impressed? I mean, obviously, we wouldn't have gotten the names and things like that.
But yeah.
It's similar to if you got 4 credit cards and then somehow you remembered the names and things like that. So, yes. Use that. You use the acronyms to the free association. And boom, 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 you got it all day long. So what was in that scenario? You said Mars, and then how would you have remembered
it? I heard it as, well, so I was putting the names together, and I go, okay. So Margaret and Allie, and then mm-hmm. Romello and Steven, and it just made sense for Mars. You know what I mean? I didn't need a video in my head, but I understand exactly why, because I love that. I love how you just broke it down. I just put the women first, and then put the men after, because that's how that's almost how I take orders as well. I always ask ladies first, and then I'm very, I don't know if it's the right, I don't know, not chivalrous, but you know, I mean, the idea of the idea, I don't know.
In the restaurant, chivalry is huge.
Yeah.
Men usually appreciate it. Women definitely appreciate it. And it kind of gives order to the table.
Mm-hmm.
And I did that last night as well. I said ladies first.
Yeah.
And after the daughters went, and then the little kid, which was a boy, jumped in. I said, excuse me, sir, ladies first. And then the dad kind of perked up, and the mom smiled, and then they ordered, and then he went, you know. Ladies can be first, last, in the middle, whatever. But at my table, that's how it goes, because it gives them another, you know, level of pomp and circumstance, if you will. Another level of etiquette, if you will, mm-hmm. and things like that. And I like that, because how many times I've seen a guy talk over a woman and order first, and it's a little jarring, because it's like, what's your hurry, buddy?
Yeah,
you know?
Where are you going?
Keep hope alive.
Right? Where are you going with this right now?
Yeah, it's
just... Your food coming out the same time.
Exactly. You know, be
just
nice.
Just because you ordered it first don't mean nothing.
I don't know if it's a you know, confirmation bias, but I notice a lot of Europeans order before their women.
And it'd be different, like hey, if they just took control, if you're taking control of the table and you're ordering for your woman,
mm-hmm.
that's a whole different kind of aspect. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But if you're just ordering to order for yourself, and then you've got to put them to the wind, you're like, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, memorization, the good is that, you know, it can help you be efficient at the times when your hands are full,
mm-hmm.
you know. But then if you're juggling things in your head, and that's the downside. You know, if you have multiple tables, you say you do it at multiple tables. But if you're interrupted, you know, like if I know I'm remembering something and I'm interrupted, I'm not relaxed. I'm I gotta get to the computer.
Yeah.
You know, I can't do this right now. And little slice that we didn't cover is bartenders. We start talking about it. I've never been a bartender, so I give them much praise. They memorize everything.
It's a lot of muscle memory, yes.
They're not walking around with a pen and pad anywhere.
But the key is almost, remember I was telling you, when you go to your, just and with bartender, because I bartended before, so
mm-hmm.
this is what you have to do as a bartender. You know, like, you have to take care of the small stuff first. So when I do that round, okay, remember when I told you, I said, I go into my section, I hit all the tables. The very last table I'm always hitting is the table that's ordering, because I can go from them straight to the computer. You know what I mean? So as I start the round off,
okay, that makes sense.
I go to the tables that don't need me anymore. That, you know, I'm checking on them. Hey, are you guys okay?
Okay.
You know, something that's
good prioritizing.
Yes, exactly. And then you go to something and then you keep going from there. And then your last table is either the table that you're just introducing yourself to, mm-hmm. or you never go to that table first that you're, you know, that's, they're always the last because you, from there, you go straight to the computer.
Then you're holding that bag for
exactly.
Through, yeah.
You don't want that. You want that to be the last thing you talk about. So it's the boom in your head and then you're off.
Gotcha.
And the bartenders are the same way. So like I was, okay. So
I was wondering, I was going to.
I'm sorry. At the same idea with the bartenders. They're going around first as they're doing their rounds. They're, before they go talk to that new person, they're checking on all their other guests.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, your drink's full. Are you guys okay? Your food's coming right out. I got you on this. You know, they're, and what is good about bartenders, they can foresee the whole area in one shot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then they turn around and say, hi, how are you guys doing today? X, Y, Z. Can I get you something to drink? And usually they pour their drink there right there, so they're in the game. They don't have to worry about those other people because they know they're okay.
Yeah.
And then they spin around and do that same thing. But they're doing it constantly. So after they pour that drink, then they spin around and do another lap again.
Okay, so what you're describing is basically, you know, being efficient, order of operations type of thing. But mm-hmm. we're talking about memory. You know, there, you used to be a bartender, you said. I'm talking, did you ever see that... Drew Talbert, he had one about bartenders multitasking.
Yes, that's great.
Amazing. Yeah. It was flawless.
But and that's exactly well, he just did what I said though. He was checking on the guests by shaking the drink. He's saying, "Hey, I know your food's coming." Boom.
Yes.
You know. And then
yes.
This with that, and he's holding a full conversation with the person in front of him, and that's the idea of it.
Yeah. He's like, "Are you a Libra?" Or yeah, something like
exactly.
that. You know?
Yeah.
Are you sure? So those of you, Drew Talbert is he does a little I'd say 30-second, 1 minute skits.
They're amazing on IG.
On IG and other platforms as well. And he is super funny. If you ever, you know, are interested in that kind of humor, go to Drew Talbert. You could use your search that. It'll come up on YouTube, it'll come up on IG and some mm-hmm. other platforms, and he's
great.
Absolutely hilarious people. And so, yeah, bartenders are able to not just multitask, but we're talking, let's stick to the memory, you know, not only the long memory
yeah.
of, oh, you're, you know, Captain and Coke and you're this,
yeah.
the guy's drinks. So,
and that's what's funny is all bartenders will tell you, you know, even my good friends that are bartenders, they'll be like, Danny, you were a captain in Coke, you know, like that's who they don't remember. They might not remember your name until you've been in for 5 years, but they remember your drink after that first sit down.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's how it works with them. And they just, they see you as the drink.
Yeah.
So which it's, that's how their memory works. Almost.
Yeah. I'm guessing here.
Yeah.
I would guess that that's their free association.
Exactly.
Is that like they see Tanqueray and Tonic walk in.
Exactly.
You know?
TNT.
Yeah.
Captain and Coke.
Exactly. So now, as you're ordering, let's say, you know, you're coming up to the bar and you have six friends,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they're it's like, hey, can I get this? The only thing that I can think is a plus is that they don't have necessarily the modification, because the modification is the drink.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like the so-and-so know this, know that. Just, I tell people all the time when they're saying, hey, can I get a brunch, for instance? Can I get a Western omelet? Know this, know that. It always fascinates me when people tell me they want something, but know this, know that, know that.
Mm-hmm.
I say to them, do you mind just telling me what you do want?
Exactly.
You know, because it's whenever you're dealing with the negative or the absence of something, there's some resumption costs trying to figure out mm-hmm. what it is, first of all, and then how to take it out.
Yeah.
Instead of building it, it's much faster. You tell
yeah.
me what you want, I could do it, you know, three times
easier.
Faster
mm-hmm.
than telling me what you do want, except for X,
yeah.
Y, Z. So instead of saying, hey, I want a Western omelet, know this, know that, tell me you want an omelet with spinach and cheese.
Yeah.
Executed. Done.
Boom. And it's two. Those are two ingredients compared to you had something that had six and now you took away three of them.
Yes.
What was the point of that?
You still have to get to the six to take away the three.
Yeah.
You know, that and it's a society's built on the negative for some reason, and it's not very efficient.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there's a study that was done in a room full of, I don't know, like an auditorium of people. And there was a stopwatch and they asked people to not remain seated. And it took people forever to not remain seated. Okay, because you have to then process what he's saying and then
get up.
Produce the action and then get up, right? They were confused. That's the same thing. But when you go into a similar room and tell people to stand up, boom.
You're in the game.
So always choose the affirmative.
Yeah.
Always choose the positive and avoid, you know, giving instructions.
You just want lettuce, say lettuce only, please.
Thank you.
Instead of, hey, no tomato, no onion.
Yes, exactly. And on that, we're gonna wrap up that show on memorization. If you have tricks and tips
that
we haven't covered.
I'm still waiting to hear for some of these superstar people. I know we were did we get any reach out, Chad? Did
we gotta find the right ones though.
Okay.
You know, we ain't taking just anybody.
No, true.
It's gotta be the right link. But yeah, we wanna put you on. And maybe you're a superstar with the memorization.
Yeah.
Boom. We'll have you on.
Exactly.
You know? And especially if you're in our South Florida area.
Yeah.
You know? And reach out to us on the Instagram. We're the Modern Waiter. We're at the Modern Waiter Podcast. On the email, we're themodernwaiter@gmail.com. And reach out to us. And thank you for your support. We are growing. And we won't grow without your help.
We need you, people.
So, yes, tell a friend, hey, I listen to the Modern Waiter Podcast. Check it out. I'm Marlon Joseph, the Modern Waiter.
I'm Danny DeVilla. Subscribe.
We'll see you next time.
Peace.
Melodic flow is the beat goes clap, clap. Who the hell can stop that? Initiated, wake up with your head cracked, spitting nasty like the pimples on your back. Focused on pushing units from Cali to Cacabac.